Tuesday, May 7th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And our evening prayer hymn. Day is done, but love unfailing dwells over here. Shadows fall, but hope prevailing calms every fear. Loving Father, none forsaking, take our hearts of love's own making. Watch our sleeping, guard our waking, be always near. Dark descends, but light unending shines through our night. You are with us, ever lending new strength to sight. One in love, your truth confessing, one in hope of heaven's blessing. May we see in love's possessing love's endless light. Eyes will close, but you on sleeping watch by our side. Death may come, and love safe keeping, be still we abide. God of love, all evil quelling, sin forgiving, fear dispelling, stay with us, our hearts indwelling, this eventide. And the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, seek the things of heaven, not those that are on the earth. Alleluia. Psalm 49. Hear this, all you peoples, give heed, all who dwell in the world, men both low and high, rich and poor alike. My lips will speak words of wisdom, my heart is full of insight. I will turn my mind to a parable. With the harp I will solve my problem. Why should I fear in evil days the mouths of the foes who surround me, men who trust in their wealth and boast of the vastness of their riches? For no man can buy his own ransom or pay a price to God for his life. The ransom of his soul is beyond him. He cannot buy life without end, nor avoid coming to the grave. He knows that wise men and fools must both perish and leave their wealth to others. Their graves are their homes forever, their dwelling place from age to age. Though their name spread wide through the land, in his riches man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, seek the things of heaven, not those that are on the earth. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, the Lord has rescued my life from the power of hell. Alleluia. And the continuation of Psalm 49. This is not the lot of those who trust in themselves, who have others at their beck and call. Like sheep they are driven to the grave, where death shall be their shepherd, and the just shall become their rulers. With the morning their outward show vanishes, and the grave becomes their home. But God will ransom me from death and take my soul to himself. Then do not fear when a man grows rich, when the glory of his house increases. He takes nothing with him when he dies. His glory does not follow him below. Though he flattered himself while he lived, men will praise him for all my success. Yet he will go to join his father, who will never see the light anymore. In his riches, man lacks wisdom. He is like the beasts that are destroyed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the Psalm prayer. You condemn the rich, Lord Jesus, because they have already received their reward, and you proclaim the poor blessed because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Teach us to seek for imperishable goods and to have confidence in your blood poured out as the price of our redemption. Repeating the antiphon, the Lord has rescued my life from the power of hell. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, yours, O Lord, is majesty and power, glory and triumph. Alleluia. Revelation chapter 4 and 5. O Lord, our God, you are worthy to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things. By your will they came to be and were made. Worthy are you, O Lord, to receive the scroll which and break open its seals. For you were slain. With your blood you purchased for God men of every race and tongue, of every people and nation. You made of them a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches, wisdom and strength, honor and glory and praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, yours, O Lord, is majesty and power, glory and triumph. Alleluia. And a reading for this evening is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. Come to the Lord, a living stone rejected by men, but approved nonetheless and precious in God's eyes. You too are living stones, built as an edifice of spirit, into a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. In the responsory, the disciples rejoice, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia, when they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoiced, Alleluia, Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the Antiphon. Believe me, it is for your own good that I am going. If I do not go, the Paraclete will not come, Alleluia. Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary. Believe me, it is for your own good that I am going. If I do not go, the Paraclete will not come. Alleluia. Enter intercessions. By his resurrection, Christ has given sure hope to his people. Let us ask him with our whole hearts, Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, from your wounded side flowed blood and water. Make the church your spotless bride. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. Chief shepherd, after your resurrection, you made Peter shepherd of your flock when he professed his love for you. Increase from day to day the love and devotion of Francis, our Pope. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. You showed your disciples how to make a great catch of fish. Send others to continue their work as fishers of men. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. At the lakeside, you prepared bread and fish for your disciples. Grant that we may never allow others to die of hunger. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. Jesus, the new Adam and life-giving spirit, transform the dead into your likeness and the fullness of your joy, that the fullness of your joy may be theirs. Lord Jesus, you live forever. Hear our prayer. Now let's say together in our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. God our Father, may we look forward with hope to our resurrection. For you have made us your sons and daughters, and restored the joy of our youth. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit. One God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.